Hello and welcome to the University Radio Bath coverage of the 2024 SU elections. Today we're joined with Martina, who is running for the community officer position. Hi, Martina.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So firstly, I wanted to ask why you're running for the position.
So I would love to be the community officer for our University of Bath, because the thing is, I've been really enjoying my time in University of Bath, and there's no but. I just want to keep it keep the same level of opportunities and keep the same life that is given to students who join our university, or even improve it if that's possible. And I'm sure it is possible. So
yeah,
that's my goal.
So what kind of things do you think you can bring to the role? Ideas you have that you want to improve the way it's currently being run?
So I definitely want to focus on mental health, and even though I already appreciate things that are given to us, like the nightline and the student minds or free therapy sessions, I would like to make sure that these therapy sessions are more accessible and available and way more promoted, because there's a lot of things that are not talked about enough. And I would love every student at our university to be aware of those opportunities. I would also like to create like an open and safe space for everyone, both metaphorically and literally. So in a way that everyone feels welcome and heard and validated, but also would like to dedicate some place on our campus with like comfortable sittings and some books, like to foster a sense of belonging for everyone, or find a place they can feel lonely for a little bit, because it's also okay to feel lonely sometimes.
Okay, so would you say that's kind of like your main policy, or what would you say is your main one you're going for? The mental health aspect, and then what else? So the nice space as well. Anything else that you would say is like a key point that you kind of want to promote?
Yeah, there's lots of other stuff, but I don't think I have time to say everything that I plan to. But yeah, mental health is one thing, but also I would like to improve the quality of life in general on university. I would like to help both newcomers, freshers, and also people who return to uni, but specifically people who move out from their houses for the first time, with how to navigate a campus, to create like an online guide for them, or to streamline the administrative processes, or also to help with on essential matters like council tax, GP registration, and setting up bank accounts. All these things, when I moved out and I came to uni, I had no idea about. So I would like to have a person who would take my hand and be like, oh, this is how you do it, welcome. It's all nice and easy, you know? So
yeah,
so I would like to be this person.
What would you say that sets you apart from all the other candidates?
That's a very good question. I don't really know the other candidates that well. I met them once and they all gave an amazing energy, and to be fair, it's easier for me to think of the things that we have in common rather than that differentiate us. But the thing for me that I stand out, I think I have, I just really, really love people, and I really want the best for everyone. I have so much energy within myself, and I really want to find a way to express this. And I feel like being a community officer, taking this responsibility, is a great way to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm a very excited person in general. I'm very hyped up very often. So
you said you were very happy about your uni life so far, mm-hmm. and how you found it. So what do you think that the community officer right now is doing really well that you've seen, and then what kind of things do you think you could want to build on that they've done?
Mm-hmm. So, hi Hannah, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for being the current community officer. I think you're doing a great job. What I like is that her focus was on international students, and I think it's a bit different to what was previously, and I would like to lead on that, because I'm an international student myself, and I know how it feels to face all these challenges that come with accommodating to a totally new environment. So I definitely like that Hannah was focusing on that, and I want to lead on that. You know, I have lots of ideas here as well. I would like to establish like a language-based mentorship program to connect international students with peers fluent in their native language, to foster like additional support and communication channels. And also I had this idea to create a buddy system for international students that pairs senior international students with newcomers to provide like a guidance and support. And I wanted to be as promoted as like the existing mentor and academic representative programs. Yeah. So, you know, it looks good on your CV, you know, and you can make friends, all of that. So people are willing to do that.
So I know there's currently a buddy system in terms of when you join as a fresher, you get it within, like, I believe it's between your freshers week and then your first month or so of uni. Would you want to extend that out and then also make it maybe possible for postgraduates as well?
Yes, exactly. So extend that to like the international aspect, to postgraduate aspect, and also for it to be all promoted a bit better, because I was a fresher and I didn't really know that this is happening. So I will make sure, as a future community officer, that it's all promoted and everyone knows about it.
So you said you've really enjoyed your university experience so far. Can you give us like reasons why you think maybe this is one of the best universities in the country, and why you think you kind of promote freshers to come and how you'd support them in that way?
Oh yes, I cannot express enough how much I enjoy being here, and there's lots of reasons here. So first of all, I like again how international our community is, and how not even we are not only different in like the countries we are coming from, but also like our personalities, identities. Our uni is so diverse, and I think it's beautiful. I think the beauty of our uni is that it's very diverse and like colorful. Like if I think of University Bath, it's not gray colors, I imagine. It's all colors, and I love it, and I want to keep it up. But also, I love the sports facilities. It's a very good point as well. It's very well extended, and also there are so many societies that I feel like anyone on this planet, if they find themselves at University of Bath, they will find something for themselves, some activity, or they will find people who will understand them and create like a little community within themselves. I think it's a great place to move in and find yourself in that new environment.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with that. So if you could have three words to sum up why people should vote for you this week, why should they vote for you?
In three words.
Yeah. In three words.
I think you should vote for me because I have... that's gonna be more than three words.
Kind of just use words that just describe your personality that makes you stand out, I would say.
I would say definitely I'm energetic, charismatic, and I have a kind heart, so it's a kindness. So if those three things are something that you're looking for in your future community officer, then I assure you I can give that to you with my whole heart.
Perfect. So I think that's most of our questions. I believe I can ask a little bit more about, you said you wanted a social space in terms of more like books and a comfort area. Do you think that could be in the library, or do you think that would be something you could put in somewhere in Oldfield? What kind of things do you have planned for that?
So I will have to look at the feasibility of my idea, but I was thinking like maybe somewhere in the edge, because it's already quite a cozy area, but to have a specific place that it's a bit quiet, and library would be a good idea. However, library is associated with studying, with working hard, and I need something that in the moments of, you know, feeling a bit lonely or feeling a bit unproductive, like you just want to chill out and put everything aside, or you're just walking on your campus on your own, you see people in groups, you see people studying, you see people doing something all the time. So I would like to have a special space when you do nothing and you just exist in that very moment. You reflect, you kind of reset. So I think maybe the Edge has potential to create something like that. And also Oldfield Park would be an amazing idea, or City Center, because most of people in second, third year, postgraduate and everything, they spend lots of times outside of campus as well, obviously, so that would be great.
Have you got any final words you want to say just to encourage people to vote next week at all?
I hope this interview allow you to get to know me a little bit better. And if not, if you have any questions, please check out my Instagram. That's hopefully going to be linked, or I will make sure that you all have access to it. And if you have any questions or thoughts, or you would like to chat with me, please do. And I can't wait to create an even better community at the University of Bath.
Thank you very much for coming in today, Martina.
Thank you so much for the interview.
You've been listening to the University Radio Bath SU coverage for the 2024 elections. Voting opens on the 5th of March on the Tuesday and closes on the Thursday, so get voting, and hopefully we'll see some more engagement.